broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is indeed the broadcast for January the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant. And the great way forward to restore the republic, we don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest, freest country on the face of the earth certainly is in order. We got a lot of work to do, but we can, as Donald Trump, President of the United States, says, make America great again. By the way, it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. And by the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. The recap of yesterday's show, we talked about Google banning, or they had banned 200 publishers since they passed a new policy against, quote, fake news. Now, Google always gets rid of, quote, bad ads, but now they're crossing the line into becoming political cops. Pretty soon they'll be the thought police, won't they? While construction will begin in just months, Mexico is braced for confrontation, they say. My advice to the Mexican government and to the Mexican people, look, don't fight Trump on this. What's wrong with a wall? Okay, you want to go talk about Operation Wetback? Go study history, folks. I'm not suggesting we ought to move necessarily to that era, but I am suggesting that we can work together as partners to make America great again and to make Mexico great again. And the question for Donald should be from the Mexican leadership, hey, how do we work together to make both of our countries great again? What can we do to help you, and what can you do to help us, and how do we create a cooperative to make sense out of this, President Trump? And I think they get a lot further with that attitude, just my humble opinion. Trump orders weekly publication of crimes committed by illegals in sanctuary cities, writes Kyle Olson. Now, the interesting thing about this, again, this is my point. All the Mexican government has to do is say, look, we want to stop criminals too. By all means, we're going to build a wall and stop criminals and terrorists and thugs. Now, people that work in the United States and you know, some people cross the border and work in the United States, then go home at night. And how do we work together and not punish the good guys while we stop the criminals and thugs? See, and everybody should want a weekly publication of crimes committed. Because not only are you here illegally, but now you're committing crimes. That shouldn't be acceptable to either country, right? The problem with this is liberal versus conservative versus Mexico versus America. It doesn't need to be that way. We can put America first, they can put Mexico first, and we can work together. Border officials say that it will take years to secure the nation. That all depends on how much we cooperate together on working on it. And those who don't cooperate, to me, seem to be the reason that it will take years. All right, we talked to our guest, Marianne Christensen, Executive Vice President of the Utah Eagle Forum, utaeagleforum.org. We need to reject a call for an Article 5 convention of the states. Vote no in Utah on HJR 3. And we're going to get a quick update before we cover the next hour of the recap, because Kurt was at the Capitol. What happened, sir?
Well, the vote came down basically, it was like 9-2. We were losers.
Yeah. In favor, yeah.
So,
all right. And yeah, how many people were there in opposition? How many people were there in support, by the way?
There were, you know, basically almost all the seats were filled in the room. There were, you know, the funny thing was you'd hear the different people speaking, and everybody voiced this basically love of the Constitution, yet some people
I love it so much, I want to change it.
I mean, yeah, that's what theirs was. And so, you know, it was at least nice to hear that. It wasn't that great to hear their plan to, you know, even though it's not being used, to go ahead and change it, and that'll fix everything. But anyway,
do you know who the two were that voted against it?
I think they were pretty much like the two Democrats, you know.
So the Democrats were on our side of the issue, Kurt.
I mean, they spoke well, I thought, and sounded very reasoned in their thinking, and I was with them, you know. So.
All right.
Anyway.
And the sad part is our buddy Mike Noel voted in affirmative, right?
Yes, he did. He,
all right. We're disappointed in that, ladies and gentlemen. That way. We still consider him a friend, and we have to politely agree to disagree on this one. So what does it all mean really quick, Kurt? Does it mean
It means that now it's out. Of committee. You know, it's out of the committee, and then it's available to go to the House floor. You know, then you've got more yeoman's work to try to, you know, work with each of the legislators in that House. Yeah, you got to work with each one to make sure that you hopefully have fewer of them that will vote for it than will vote against it. You know, it's they said that there were with this there would be eight if Utah went for it. There would be eight states that were for it, and there's a number of other states that are considering it at this time. They need 34. They want it to be, if it's passed as it is, it would be an open-ended thing. So, in other words,
supposedly you can never
call
back
would
out.
Stay. Yeah.
Which I reject that whole notion, though.
A mess,
if we can join something, we can back out of something. Let's be very clear.
Yeah.
All right. Now, is Scott Bradley there to testify?
I didn't see Scott. Kathy Smith was there. Many of our... like Marianne
spoke
very well
for it. How many people were in support? How many people were against, though? Any idea from the room?
You know, I would have said, you know, at least when they asked for a raise of hands, those here in support to speak for it, those here against to speak, that the numbers were pretty close.
Did you speak?
You know, I didn't. They didn't allow enough. I mean, they stopped pretty much on Marianne, you know.
Yeah.
So they tried to go with 5-4 and 5 against, and I wanted to make sure that she could say what she needed to say.
No, that's kind of you let me do that a lot, too. Kurt's a gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, but he's solid as a rock in his understanding, and he supports the right stuff, and we need more of those. We should have had 10 times the amount of people there opposing this. Nevertheless, we lost a big one, but we never give up the fight. All right, any other quick tidbits from that, or is that enough? There was no brawls or fights?
Pretty much. You know, the security guy was right next to me. You know, he was making sure that I was under control.
He made sure Kurt had one foot on the floor at all times. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like that. There's a temporary ban on refugees. That's what Donald's putting together. Anti-Trump protesters block bus and downtown train. How police handled them, had the crowd cheering. See, America? We can indeed work together. Did you see that video on that, Kurt?
I didn't.
All right, you got to go watch that. It's pretty cool. Go look that up on the
internet. Okay.
Donald prepares to drastically reduce USA's involvement in the United Nations. That's delightful news. How do we get that done yesterday? Trump picks a portrait of Andrew Jackson. And that Andrew was America's first populist president to hang in the Oval Office. That's pretty good news, in my humble opinion. Although now they're saying Andrew Jackson was one of the most racist presidents, and so that's why Donald will be too, they're saying. So you got that going on. Mm-hmm. Trump to agents, quote, enforce the law. USA Today. Wow, good for them. Health law, the GOP acknowledges that it won't meet its own self-imposed deadline to repeal Obamacare. So the Republicans are melting down again. They can't get their act together, Kurt, on this for some strange reason. Although Rand Paul put together legislation to help them, and now they're having a retreat to hopefully get on top of this. I pray they will, but they've had forever to find out what they'd do to get rid of Obamacare, and they've simply dropped the ball. Okay, they've had what, since 2010 to work on getting rid of this thing, Kurt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ron Paul put together a bill a long time ago to give them a good boilerplate starting point. And they still fail. They're still not ready. It's beyond comprehension. Wow. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. News the networks refused to use today starts now. And I want to talk about this ABC Airs promo, Kurt. tell everybody about this one. This one's nuts.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess during the an interview with Trump on ABC, they had basically a an ad for a program that was about a president being shot. And, you know, the dramatic clip shows a sniper firing towards a fictional president. This is a an InfoWars piece, but, you know, it just doesn't seem appropriate, you know?
I hear that. Quick pause. Joseph Watson put this together. We'll tell you about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
I worry about my parents because I think smoking is going to harm them. I mean, it harms my mom. She coughs all the time. I'm just like, Mom, it's because of your smoking. But she's like, well, see, this is what you should look at. See me, I smoke, and look at this. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, why don't you just try to quit?
Sometimes teenagers do know what they're talking about.
I've tried. I've brought them the little pamphlets that we get at school about not smoking, and I've, like, tossed it in front of them. I'm like, Mom, read this. We even got this thing from the American Cancer Society. It was this thing that you send around about not smoking, because my mom sends those things out. And she's, like, sitting here folding them up, and I was like, Mom, are you really going to send those out? And she's like, well, yeah. And I was like, isn't that a slight bit hypocritical? She says, no, I'm going to send them out. I was like, well, don't you see something? These people are trying so hard to get people not to smoke. She was just like, well, I know it's wrong, and I know it's going to harm me, but it hasn't harmed me yet.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this half hour is also supported by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. Thepowermall.com with incredible herbs and spices and health food products and books and videos and just a tremendous amount of doing business with the good guys. Please get involved today, thepowermall.com, or smile and dial 877-817-9829. We're talking about ABC. Aired a promo for a show about the president being shot during Trump interview. Dramatic clip shows sniper fire towards a, quote, fictional president. Paul Joseph Watson has this piece, Kurt. This is beyond the pale. This is absolutely proof that the mainstream press is just off their rockers, Kurt. You don't do stuff like that. Just imagine if the tables were turned. where this would go.
Yeah, that's exactly what you got to say. Imagine if it was, turned around and you got Hillary or Bill or, any of their, quote, chosen, Obama, and you did that kind of thing. There would be some real discouraging words, I guess you could say.
Now, by the way, let's just make this clear, though. Us conservatives, us constitutionalists, us people who believe in God, family, and country, us Christians, us family men, we would never advocate such behavior or even the suggestion thereof to people that we vehemently disagree with. For example, I could not be on more opposite ground when it comes to my belief system or my political ideology or my viewpoints or my Christian faith, different than Barack Obama and the Clintons, for instance. I mean, to me, they're as bad as many communist leaders. I'm absolutely opposed to almost everything they do, Kurt. But I would never advocate for this, even to those political opponents of mine. Never. It's absolutely unacceptable, inappropriate, and we pray for the life of all of them and the safety of all of them. And it's amazing to me that not only do they do this, but then they act like it's just a joke, that it's funny or that it's okay or that it's somehow acceptable because Donald's such a deplorable or whatever they do. These people are pure evil. This is nuts. This is crazy. In my opinion, Trump, though, needs to simply reject ABC from being involved in any of the press briefings or any legitimate news outlet. Fake news big time, Kurt. Isn't it? It's fake news.
Well, it's just like if you're going to have a party or a talk or anything that you set up and you find certain people are just, completely against you and they try to set you up and make you look bad, I just think you'd give them less and less access.
Amen to that. Now, by the way, I took this headline exactly from IJR, exactly how they wrote it, IJR.com, that's Independent Journal Review. But I added two words, Kurt. I added the word black and I added the word white, because when you dig into the story, that's the case. Black waitress was surprised when three white Trump supporters sat at her table. But when they left, she was in tears. And it's a story about this black lady, this African-American, who saw three white Trump supporters come in and sit down at her table. And she kind of freaked and thought, oh, no, I hope this isn't going to go wrong. But she went up and served them with a smile, as she should. And they returned kindness, as they should. And it was a delightful dinner for them. And she had it was a pleasure for her to serve their table, as any server would, regardless of race or color, by the way. And the interaction was delightful. And when they left, they gave her a big old ripping $400-plus tip. And she was in tears, so shocked and grateful. And this just shows that Americans can work together. And the only reason I add the races in here, Kurt, is because that's really the key to this story. That there's all these so-called preconceived notions of blacks and whites and that we hate each other. And because the media has whipped this whole false narrative, this fake news scenario, into a frenzy. And we, the people, are seeing all over the place that it isn't true, that it's bogus. In the real world of Americans, there's just not this hatred and this anger and this racial meltdown. And to prove the point, Kurt, you and I were served by several different races when we were on our trip to Washington, D.C., and to Maryland, and et cetera. And weren't we served by many black people, Kurt?
I'm trying to remember, I didn't even keep my little
What's
record
wrong with
like,
you're
you know, how many
your
colors
racial,
of
racial
different
ticker
people.
Rolling, my friend.
Yeah, I know.
But here's the
but,
point. All kinds of people served us. Race had nothing
and
to do with
it. And the Uber drivers, and the different people.
They were
super kind
to us, every one of them. We did not have a bad interaction during the whole trip, Kurt, between anybody.
Yeah.
Right? Not a
I
one.
Mean, there was swearing going on in Washington, D.C., but it was the swearing in thing.
And we were in complete support of that, by the way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That peaceful, stable transfer of power. Don't you dig it? Very few countries can ever point to that happening time after time after time for hundreds of years. But we can. It was a delightful event, and we were served by all kinds of... Now, when I say served by black people, I don't mean that it was some weird slavery thing. Don't even go there, you goofballs. I'm talking about they had a job, let's say, and when we went in and they served us dinner, that was their job, and we were grateful for their service. We were kind. We tipped them. We said please and thank you, as we would to anyone else. And we treated everybody just the same. When sent out kindness to them, they sent out kindness to us, and it was mutually beneficial and delightful. And that's the way it ought to be. And these three white men set the standard, Kurt. And this black, poor black woman was kind of in fear that it might not go well, primarily, in my opinion, because of the way the media behaves and because of what she's probably been taught in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And what a tragedy that is. I hope next time when three white men sit down at the table or whatever, maybe a white man and a black man or whoever else, or a white woman and a two white women or, you know, whatever. I hope that she thinks, hey, guys, how's it going? And I hope that they have another positive encounter. And I hope people treat each other with dignity as the Prince of Peace has taught us to do. And I hope we have copycats all over the nation for this. Just run around and pay it forward and run around and commit acts of kindness everywhere. See, I hope that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're serving a liberal and you're a conservative or vice versa, I hope it's true.
Good point. And besides the nice little note that they put, you know, that the men wrote on the, the ticket where they wrote, we may come from different cultures and may disagree on certain issues, but if everyone would share their smile and kindness like your beautiful smile, our country will come together as one people, not race, not gender, just American. God bless. You know, besides that nice little note, you know, she, at least I thought it was good because, you know, she said about this tip and everything, you know, it was just a huge, you know, it was almost a Donald word, you know, she didn't say huge, but she said a huge weight off my shoulders. She told the Washington Post, this definitely reshaped my perspective, Republican, Democrat, liberal, are all subcategories to what we are experiencing. It instills a lot of hope. Oh, there she goes.
Oh, maybe she needs to talk to Michelle Kerr.
Yeah, I know. She's a little hopeless.
Well, Michelle's not even an American. Didn't she bail to some strange island or something like that? Anyway.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got that was a great news piece, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I wanted to put it in the show notes today because if I put it yesterday, it would be at the bottom of the show notes. And if I put it today, it would be the headline for Liberty Roundtable Live, which I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It would be right at the top of the list. And furthermore, we could talk about it for 2 days in a row, because if you want my humble opinion, we don't need all these political answers to things. Oftentimes, the answers lie in just appropriate behavior to one another. In being self-governed. Treating others like we would like to be treated. Treating others with kindness and thinking of other people as children of God. As brothers and sisters, I don't care if you're black or white, okay, as fellow Americans, whatever word you want to use, it starts there, Kurt. It starts with our families and how we treat one another in our homes. It starts with how we behave in private and public. It starts with how we treat one another on the street or just randomly somewhere at the store, whatever. Do we hold doors for one another? Are we kind to one another? Do we look for ways to help each other? In my humble opinion, just imagine what the words please and thank you can do. Just imagine what treating other people like you would want to be treated would do. Just imagine what it could do in America and the world. Now, I don't know if you can handle this, Kurt, but we just went from one good news piece, and we're going to go to another. Can you handle that right after the pause? Two good news stories back to back on your radio?
Whoa, dangerous.
We're going to get it done.
Scary.
This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Donald Trump's presidency will quickly reverse some of the anti-cop sentiment which has gripped the nation during the Obama administration, predicts Doug Wiley, editor of Police One. Although the Constitution gives the president no role whatsoever in matters of local and state law enforcement, Wiley and others in the law enforcement community see Trump as an ally, and the sentiment is clearly mutual. In terms of substantive policy, Trump is expected to make two very concrete changes almost immediately, Wiley writes. The first is to end the Justice Department consent decrees imposed on scandal-plagued municipal police departments. Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions has condemned consent decrees as one of the most dangerous and readily discussed exercises of raw power by the Obama administration, which issued at least 16 of them. Police unions are eagerly anticipating that Trump will reverse Obama's Executive Order 13688, which placed modest restrictions on the transfer of military equipment from the Defense Department to local police agencies. All of this underscores the fact that police unions and law enforcement associations do not object to the federalization of local police. They prefer to see this happen under the aegis of the Pentagon rather than the State Department, thereby militarizing police without the strings of federal oversight.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Two positive Make America Great Again news stories back to back, folks. Black waitress was surprised she got a tip from three white guys. She felt like we could all become Americans. It gave her hope, and amen to that, folks. Amen to that. All right, now, Donald Trump may not have been pro-life his whole life, but he's certainly pro-life now. He's made a lot of pro-life claims while he was running for office, and we wondered how serious it'd be. The second he takes power, or the second he's inaugurated, if you will, installed as the president of the United States, I mentioned one of the things he needs to do on the first day was stand up for pro-life. And Kurt, in my opinion, it maybe wasn't the first day, depending on how you debate days, but it was so quick, it was shocking in a good way. Donald Trump said, we're not going to fund abortions around the world anymore. And he reinstated the Mexico policy. Great, great news. And one of the things that I advised him to do. So hopefully Donald's really listening. Either way, it's great news. I don't need to take credit for it. I'm just making a point that I felt like that was one of the most important things we need to do is stand up for life. Because that's the whole purpose of government, to protect life, liberty, and property, and the pursuit of happiness and such. And so Donald did a great job on that. But Mike Pence has traditionally his whole life been pro-life, Kurt. And Mike Pence has done his very best to stand up and be counted. He spoke at the pro-life rallies many a times before. But it gets even better. Now Mike Pence to speak at March for Life. He'll be the first vice president to ever speak at the event live. Christian Datok wrote the piece. And many people are reporting this. So Mike Pence is saying, hey, just because I can become vice president, I'm not going to back away. I'm as pro-life as it gets. But understand that I'm pro-life, and I'll do my very best, but understand, point to the real leader for pro-life, that's Donald Trump. And so Mike Pence promises, as he attends and is willing to speak at the pro-life event, that Donald Trump will, and he will, make their legacy pro-life, Kurt. I have never seen so much pro-life opportunity in my lifetime, sir, and it's absolutely phenomenal news.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. I mean, when you put in Pence pro-life event, you know, the top stories that show up on in Google are lifenews.com, and that's probably where it, what started it, most of it.
I agree.
It said that was 23 hours ago. Vice President Mike Pence will speak at March for Life, first VP ever to address pro-life. And then it's New York Daily News is tagging on.
Hold on, what was that, Life News? 18
hours ago. Yeah, lifenews.com.
Okay.
And then you've got Mike Pence to headline March for Life anti-abortion rally. That's New York Daily News.
See, now, let me stop you there. Go ahead. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see how they put it? You know, they basically are saying anti-abortion, so not pro-life like the other one, March for Life, but anti, you know. They're going to turn it around and, you know, cause friction and problems, if you ask me. Then you got the Fox News boys that say Vice President Pence to address March for Life anti-abortion rally in D.C. Same thing with
Fox News tries boys. To walk the middle road, and they're going to get hit by traffic going both directions. One of the great ways you can tell what side of the aisle someone's on, and I don't mean Democrat or Republican, I mean pro-life or pro-death, is how they report the story. Is it anti-abortion or is it pro-life? If you want to walk the middle and pretend you don't have a bias, then it's both. See, I reject that notion, Kurt.
Yeah, and so Fox puts both things in their headline. March for Life, anti-abortion rally, they call it.
Because it's either anti-life and anti-abortion, or it's pro-life and pro-death. See how they manipulate the words. It's pro-life, but yet it's anti-abortion.
Yeah.
See, it's weird how they play those games, right?
And the Fox boys just mimicked the New York Daily News headline instead of mimicking the lifenews.com.
Where it originated,
headline.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Anyway, it's great news. And then we go from great news to interesting news. I think it's good news still. Trump suggests 20% tax on Mexican imports, Kurt. The liberals are howling, saying that it'll ruin the whole economy. But he's shocked. A lot of the union leaders, he had a meeting with them just yesterday or the day before, can't remember. And he basically said, look, we're going to work together. I know you guys hated me and attacked me, but don't worry about it. We're going to set that aside, and we're going to do great things together. You ready to go? And they were so delighted, they don't even know what to say back, Kurt. Pretty neat.
Well, I don't even know what to add on that. I mean, the Democrats are really ticked off because typically they're, you know, kind of big supporters are the unions and all that kind of stuff. And when Trump's meeting with the union leaders and saying, hey, we're going to put these guys to work and bring American jobs back, I mean, that's going to, you know, really cause a problem with, you know, the whole Democratic plan.
So the union leaders attacked the Donald relentlessly during the election, but now they're shocked because he invited them to the White House to talk. And they say that's never happened with us and Barack in over 8 years. Wow.
Yeah,
make America
right.
Great again. Let's work together, people. And so when everybody says Trump doesn't have a thick skin, he can't handle it when people attack him, how about that, my friends? Are you going to report that reality check or not? Anyway, Trump suggests 20% tax on Mexican imports. I think we need to get it done yesterday. And Trump had a meeting with the Mexican president, but then it got called off because the Mexican president said, we won't build the wall. And my response is, you better come around. Donald's likely to win. All right. There's a new report out now, Kurt. This is kind of some interesting news, too. Hillary Clinton. She was seen by herself, Kurt. You know, she never goes by herself. She was too protected and too high of dignity. They saw her by herself the other day. And now there's a report that Hillary Clinton wants to launch a television talk show, writes Caitlin Collins. What do you think? Hillary with her own TV talk show, Kurt?
I couldn't think of a show that I'd prefer to miss more than a Hillary Clinton TV show.
Amen to that. What a tragedy. What a shame. Anyway, whatever. Let her speak her mind, too. I believe in the First Amendment, even for Hillary. But I won't be watching. All right, the media narrative got crushed, Kurt. They were peddling fake news and got caught once again. Media narrative crushed. Donald Trump did not put USDA scientists on lockdown. They said that he did, but they lied. Okay, they said that he was going to put USDA scientists on lockdown, but it turns out that he didn't know such thing. He released the same kind of document that Barack did, which is no forward-facing documents to the public and everything else while they figure things out and work through transitions. But they said that Donald Trump was locking down so much for transparency, they went off on a bender. Turns out they were totally out in the weeds, totally peddling fake news. It's proven. Sorry. All right, got another fantastic piece of news. Donald Trump keeps promise. Lives up to campaign promise, writes the headline. Starts draining the swamp. On Wednesday, Donald Trump accepted the resignation of a large number of senior State Department officials. Mm-hmm. Jack Coxis wrote the piece. So all these senior officials that were working for Barack, they thought they'd get it, Donald, and they'd all resign together. Donald just smiled and went, thank you. Draining the swamp 1.0. So they're out, Kurt. Hopefully they'll be replaced by good, honest Americans that understand liberty and want to roll back the size and scope of government.
All their parties, their going away parties are, I guess, over, and so they're rolling out of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Another quick interesting note for you, Kurt. I guess the national unions are up for discussion because Donald met with them, right? National union membership continues to decline, writes Ted Goodman. The percentage of workers who are members of a union is 10%. It's actually 10.7%. Public sector workers, believe it or not, have a union membership rate that is five times that of private sector workers. Only 6.4% of private sector workers are in unions, but 34%+ of government or public sector workers. But the good news is the percentage of workers who are members of unions are declining. And you say, Sam, why are you so hostile on unions? I'm not really. It's just that I don't like forced unionism. I don't like the idea that you can create picket lines, and if you cross that picket line and want to go to work and decide to represent yourself, that you have your head beat in, or you'll be intimidated or hostily forced into a program or forced to pay dues to things that you disagree with, politically speaking, or don't believe in, funding abortions, promoting pulling the lever of government in the favor of the few at the expense of the many. Oftentimes, these union bosses don't, you know, believe in at all and advocate for the principles that the people would want in the union. So if we start having unions that are freely association unions, then I would support them. Anyway, all I'm telling you, very interesting. We got a new feature coming up on Liberty Roundtable that'll be happening weekly. It's going to be phenomenal. I'll surprise you on the other side of the pause with that as Liberty Roundtable Live continues on your favorite news the networks refuse to use. Sam and Kurt reporting.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so we're going to have a new feature on Liberty Roundtable Live going forward every Friday morning. Folks, weekly updates on what's happening at the UPMA. That's the Utah Precious Metals Association. They're doing a great job over there. To learn more, upma.org. Now,
well, it's really, it started out as the Utah Precious Metals Association, but now it's the United Precious Metals Association.
All right, because it's expanding beyond Utah. The roots are that we wanted gold and silver to be constitutional again, or I should say constitutional gold and silver to be currency again, as opposed to a collector's item, etc. And our buddy Larry Hilton, well-known attorney, and others got together and really pushed and made it the law of the land in the Olympic state of Utah. And so the Utah Precious Metals Association became the United Precious Metals Association because it's expanding into other states and eventually all the way across the country. If Donald Trump wants to return to gold and silver,
and
we need to sit down and work on it together.
Yeah.
But I bring this up because we're going to start having weekly updates from them on how the precious metal reality in America is expanding. How we can bring back honest weights and measures and have real money once again. Wow.
Imagine
Jeremy
that.
Corden happens to be their sales and marketing manager, or department head, I ought to say. UPMA.org is the website. Jeremy, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
All right, now catch us up then. So I want to talk a little bit about this transition this morning. Started out as a Utah organization, but now it's growing because other states are seriously interested in doing the same thing as Utah has done. And the whole goal is to create sound, stable currency, right?
So we don't actually create any currency. We're simply circulating what already exists. So when we talk about sound money, we're referring to the gold coins that began to be minted under Ronald Reagan. They have a $50 face value for 1 ounce of gold and a $1 face value for 1 ounce of silver. And when they were originally minted, the IRS was hoping that no one would circulate them, because if you have a coin that's worth $1,000 with a $50 face value, you know, you'd be a fool to spend it, right?
Of course.
So it's gone to court. When people do try to use these things, and the courts have ruled that the coins are indeed legal tender, which is a very important distinction that we're going to have to go over.
When I say created, here's what I mean. In the past, though, in the very beginning of our nation, gold and silver currency was the only currency that was allowed to be used. And then we've gone away from that, and they've created fiat fake money, and they've made that gold and silver kind of a collector's item or numismatic kind of an idea. It wasn't really supposedly considered currency. Now, I don't think that change was fact by law, but that was the reality in terms of what Americans thought and believed and understood. And now we're returning or restoring honest money. And so I don't really mean creating new currency, but if you're in Utah right now, gold and silver is currency. If you're in other states, it may not currently be at this time. So I don't mean we're creating new money, but I mean we are creating a return to what the founders had, right?
Right, absolutely. Now, one common misconception about the legal tender law here in Utah and in the rest of the country. And a lot of folks believe, well, hey, great, you know, that's great that Utah passed the Legal Tender Act and they have gold and silver as money again. But, you know, maybe in Pennsylvania we don't, you know, or maybe in New York we don't, or in Florida we don't. But everything that we do as far as circulating gold and silver coinage goes is based off federal law. Utah just happens to be the most friendly jurisdiction. You know, Utah is very supportive of what we're doing. However, legally, you can use UPMA service in any state. We have members in every state now.
And the point that we're getting at with this, folks, is that we may have had to update Utah code to match federal law. The point is we've really never lost gold and silver as the currency that needs to be used. We've just set up systems and had a general understanding that's really been a fraud on the American people. And the restoration of reality and the making sure that state laws are in accordance with is what we're doing, right?
Right. You know, it's one thing to know that operating off federal law, you can do it. It's another thing when your state comes out and your attorney general come out and they say, hey, we're very supportive of what you're doing. You know, the feds have no right to confiscate. You know, that is an overextension of authority. And, you know, we're behind what you're doing. You know, that's a very powerful statement coming from the state of Utah.
All right. Now
a lot of the case. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, let's make this very clear, though. You said we need to talk about this later, but I think our first broadcast needs to really lay this down. Let's talk about what legal tender really means and what it doesn't mean, because I think that's where the misconception all comes from, right?
Sure. Yeah, sure. You know what? Let's say you want to use Bitcoin. You know, I love that people use Bitcoin because they're trying to get around the Federal Reserve note, right? Let's say you got into Bitcoin early and you bought a Bitcoin for $100. If you tried to spend that Bitcoin today at the value of $1,100, the IRS would go after you for a $1,000 appreciation in your Bitcoin. They'd want a 28% capital gains tax.
Because they'd call it a gain, right?
Sure, they'd say, well, it's a barter transaction. We have a right to, you know, because it's a barter transaction, because your asset, which is your Bitcoin, appreciated by $1,000, we want to charge you 28% on that. Now, what the IRS has been trying to do is they've been saying, hey, if you have, you know, a silver bar or a gold bar, if you have, you know, foreign gold coins or silver coins, you also owe a capital gain. And you also owe a capital gain with silver, gold or silver coins. Now, Utah came out and said, well, actually, gold and silver coins are legal tender. And on a federal level, there's a lot of case law that says, hey, you can't charge a capital gain on a gold and silver coinage because they're legal tender. It doesn't matter, you know, if I buy a $50 gold coin for $400 and then spend it when it's worth $2,000, because really, the entire time, it was worth $50 that it was stamped with. It doesn't matter what the Federal Reserve note does, because a gold dollar.
In fact, if you want to get technical, you should be able to file a loss on your losing fiat dollars, right?
Sure, that'd be a very aggressive way to go.
But I'm just illustrating it to make the point, though.
Right, absolutely.
I'm not a tax attorney. I'm not speaking legally. I'm just making the point of understanding that real currency is gold and silver. That doesn't change in terms of its stamped on number. But the fiat Federal Reserve private banking note, as it loses value, you could make the point that, hey, it should be shown as losing value on your taxes, et cetera. Now, I'm not advising people to do that. I'm just making a point.
Right. Yeah, that's technically true, you know, because if you go back – you know, to the 70s, it used to be that, you know, 1 ounce of gold could buy the nicest suit in Macy's, right? You know, you buy your suit and your belt and your shoes and your socks. And today, that same gold coin has the same purchasing power. You know, you can still buy the nicest suit, you know, and your shoes and your socks and your belt and your tie and everything else. And then, you know, a ounce of silver was supposed to buy a nice meal. Well, you know, same ounce of silver still buys the same thing. So, you know, it's not that gold and silver are shooting sky high, but they do maintain your purchasing power, you know, at the very least.
And they do prevent that significant loss that I've mentioned. And they do prevent not 100%, but significantly booms and busts market wide. Now, sure, something might change based on scarcity or supply and demand against the silver and gold coinage. But for the most part, gold and silver prevents the massive booms and busts that we've seen today.
No, absolutely. Now, for your listeners that aren't super familiar with what UPMA does, UPMA is kind of like an old-fashioned, you know, 1870s gold bank. We have accounts that are denominated in gold as well as silver, and you can actually make purchases against your gold and silver using a debit card, or you can just transfer, you know, your funds right back to your bank. Also, you can circulate gold or silver directly. So if I wanted to pay you guys in gold, I could do so. If I wanted to pay you half an ounce of gold, it would be 25 gold dollars. It'd simply be transferred from my account to yours.
And the whole goal is to try to work on a way to have competing currencies. The whole goal is to work on a way to, for us to use it in modern times, but yet have real solid backing. Now, you guys have a private vault that's very high-tech and secure that is used for the actual storage of real precious metals, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, we use Brinks in Salt Lake. It's one of the four very large vaults for dealing with precious metal coins. You know, a lot of the dealers that you've heard of actually vault with Brinks in Salt Lake. I was very lucky that they have their one of their main hubs here in Utah. We're even building our own vault in Alpine. We're moving into our new building here in about a month.
All right, upma.org, ladies and gentlemen, to learn more about what they're doing. Jeremy Corden, sales manager, marketing department head, doing a great job. We're going to talk about this every week more. We're going to break down the progress being made by the UPMA, by other states accepting gold and silver, making sure that their laws do not create conflicts with federal law, the supreme law, and exactly how people can participate, what it takes. You know that you can use this service. It's real gold and silver in a stable, safe, secure vault. You can actually take delivery of your metals. You can really work together to pay people in gold and silver, and they've got a way to do it in modern times, which is pretty neat as well. Jeremy, we'll talk soon, but I need to get with you and make sure my account's all up to date and get mine squared away. I know I've started one, but I just need to focus on it more and get using it more. So I'll look forward to your help on that, and we'll have you back soon, my friend. Any parting shot for us?
You know what? I don't think so. You know what? We're allowing our members to actually participate in conducting audits of our toll holdings, as a way to, provide integrity to the system.
Transparency, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you guys will sit down with Donald Trump soon, right?
Oh, I don't doubt it.
All right. Thank you, sir. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. UPMA, we're talking about it every week now. And if we need to talk more, we might expand his segment even. But it's just tremendous workings going on over there. We're grateful for them. UPMA.org. Check it out. We declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, this nation shall endure.